somebody asked me yesterday about buying clothing during the 3 weeks and buying clothing during the 9 days, so I thought we should discuss what the difference is between 3 weeks and the 9 days, and whether it's mutter or aser to buy clothing. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Zayin recommends not saying the bracha of Shechiyanu on new clothing or new fruits during the period of 3 weeks or 9 days, but what we paskin would be 3 weeks. Magen Avraham in Sifkat Membei says that because it's a time of tragedy, so how is a person going to say Shechiyanu that we're so happy that Higiyanu Lazman Azeh, that we're excited about this zman? It's not a good zman. It's a bad zman. It's fundamentally a zman that's a zman of tragedy. The Adifrayim explains that an avil is allowed to say Shechiyanu, but during 3 weeks we don't say Shechiyanu. It's not that it's more chomer than an avil. It's just that avelus is about a person's personal experience, whereas during 3 weeks it's about the zman, it's about the nature of the entire time period, and as a time period it is fundamentally a sad time period. That's the idea, that Shechiyanu is not based on an isur of simcha, meaning the reason that why we're not allowed to say Shechiyanu has nothing to do with simcha, it has to do with the words of the bracha that we're saying, we're excited about the zman. So for example, if there's a discussion when someone buys something new, so it's aser to say a Shechiyanu, so you shouldn't buy anything that would require a Shechiyanu during 3 weeks. But there's no iser of simcha in buying something new. So if you buy something new that excites you, it could be even more exciting and more joyful than something that would require a Shechiyanu, and you would be permitted to buy it. But anything that would require a Shechiyanu, you're not permitted to buy. For example, if a person buys a very nice suit, so the halacha is you say a Shechiyanu on a nice new suit. So you can't do that during 3 weeks. Let's say a person buys a new house, and he's not going to live in it alone, he's going to live in it with his entire family. So the appropriate bracha is not Shechiyanu, it's Hatov HaMeitiv, because whenever it's more than one person that's going to benefit from it, it's a greater simcha, but the bracha we make is not a bracha that's about the zman, it's a bracha of Hatov HaMeitiv. So then one would be permitted to buy a house during the 3 weeks, because you don't have to say anything about the zman per se. A person buys a nice car for himself, so if it's just for himself, that would be Shechiyanu, he's not allowed to do that during 3 weeks. Person buys a nice family car, he buys a minivan or whatever for his family, so then it would be Atova Metiv, one would be permitted to do that during the 3 weeks. Now there is one exception to the, or two potential exceptions to the issue of Shechiyanu during 3 weeks. First of all, when it comes to children, when it comes to having a baby, the minag is, Shulchan Aruch Paskin, that when a person has a baby, if it's a baby girl, the bracha is Shechiyanu, and therefore it would seem that's something that you don't control when it happens. It happens during 3 weeks, you would still make the bracha of Shechiyanu during 3 weeks. Another potential exception is there's a machlokes haposkim whether you would say Shechiyanu on Shabbos during 3 weeks. Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal that even on Shabbos it's aser, but Magen Avraham himself and the Sefer Hasidim are both mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan says that during 3 weeks you could say Shechiyanu on Shabbos, but not during the 9 days. During the 9 days on Shabbos you would not say Shechiyanu. So that's all in terms of buying new things during the 3 weeks. What about buying new clothing or tailoring clothing during the 9 days? So that might be a little bit different. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Simtav Kuf Nun Aleph Siv Zayin, Yesh Omrim Sha'asu L'Sakein Begadim Chadashim U'Menalim Chadashim B'Shabbos Zeh V'Yesh L'Hachmir B'Zeh Mirosh Chodesh, that some say you're not allowed to tailor clothing, new clothing, or new shoes during this week of Tisha B'Av, and we should be machmir even from the entire 9 days. But then the Ramah adds, V'Hu Adin Da'asu L'Knosan, that it's also going to be Asr to buy new clothing during the 9 days. Why would it be usher to buy new clothing during the 9 days? So says the Mishra Berurah in Sifkat Memtes, Afilu Daito Shalol Lovshon Arachar Tishbav. Even if you're buying new clothing that you're not going to wear until after Tishbav, still shouldn't buy it during the 9 days. He says it's just like laundering clothing. The halacha is, it's sugya maseches tainis, that if a person, that there is an issue to launder clothing during the 9 days. Now there are people very often get confused about that issur. There are actually two isurim. There's an issur to wear freshly laundered clothing because of the comfort that one has in wearing freshly laundered clothing, but then there's a separate issur to do laundry during the 9 days, even if you're not going to wear the clothing, to be mechabes laniach, to do the laundry with the plan of leaving it aside till after the 9 days, that also is aser. So let's say a person should not have anyone working for you do the laundry either during the 9 days, even if you're not going to wear it. because it's that l'chora would be included in that iser to be mechabes lahaniach. Now, one could understand that iser in two ways: the iser of kibbutz. Traditionally, I think the way it was understood by most rishonim is that the iser of kibbutz is that it's a hesach hadas from the avelus. That kvisa was something that was a big to do. They would take all the clothing, go down to the river, and it was like a big process. And that was a hesach hadas from the avelus of the 9 days. And that's why the laundering process, even if it's not, you're not going to wear it, would be usher during the 9 days. Now, if that's the understanding, then l'chora, that should not apply to buying clothing. What does that have to do with buying clothing? Buying clothing, there is no process. You just pay money and you get it. It's not something that would be l'chora, not something that would be a haskadas. But from the Mishnah Berurah, you get the impression, when the Mishnah Berurah says that it's similar, that buying clothing is just like doing kibbutz, you get the impression that the Isra, the way he understands the Isra of Kvisa, is not just a haskadas. He understands the Isra of Kvisa is that it gives you simcha to know that your clothing is clean also. Gives you simcha to know that you have freshly laundered clothing, even if you're not going to actually wear the clothing. So it would turn out that according to the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says explicitly, one is not allowed to buy clothing during the 9 days, and the Chora, any clothing you're not allowed to launder, you're not allowed to buy, which would mean any clothing, Big Day Zaya, anything, you're not allowed to, Big Day Zaya may be different, but any normal shirts or whatever, normal clothing that you wouldn't be allowed to buy, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to launder, one would not be allowed to buy either during the 9 days. So it would turn out at the end of the day that during 3 weeks, what's usher to buy? It's usher to buy anything that you'd have to make a shechianu on. Anything else would be mutter to buy, and that has nothing to do with clothing, non-clothing. It's irrelevant because that has nothing to do with kvisa. That has nothing to do with laundry. There is no iser of laundry during 3 weeks, and therefore during 3 weeks, the only iser is shechianu. During the 9 days, the nature of the iser changes when it comes to clothing. It's not only shechianu items. It's anything, according to the Mishnah Berurah, at least anything that would be usher to launder, one would not be allowed to buy during the 9 days, because the way the Mishnah Berurah understands it, kvisa is the equivalent of buying clothing. Rather, is the equivalent of kvisa. In fact, the Shari Tshuva even discusses buying used clothing. Shari Tshuva seems to assume that even buying used clothing, he says, v'kasav b'seder b'sidur amudei shamayim sha'afa begadim yishenim v'im chavivim etzlo aser. Let's say you buy used clothing, but for some reason you're really excited about the used clothing. Why would anyone ever get excited about used clothing? So there's a whole industry they call what? Thrift shop. I don't know if people don't get so excited, I think, with that. But there's a whole thing that people buy what they call game-worn jerseys. What's a game-worn jersey? It's a used undershirt, right? So it's someone's used shmata, but someone pays a lot of money for it, more money than they would pay for it if it was new, and it's more exciting because this once had the sweat of a very chash of a person in it. So it's something that's very exciting for people. So if it's something like that, you're buying used clothing, that's very exciting. So if it's chaviv metzlo, Shari Tshuva says that it's aser. He says, and plus you have the shech Shechianu issue, if it's something that you're going to make a Shechianu on, which Rav Moshe points out in the Tshuva, and Aruch Chaim Chayil Gibel Siman Ayin Tes, those are really two separate reasons. There's the Isser of the buying, and then plus there's a separate Isser of the Shechianu.